My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, July the 20th, 2014. I am the Christian ambassador, servant of and to the Rastafari community for truth, justice, and righteousness, the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, right here, right now on this earth, the kingdom and queendom of Islam, the way to peace through obedience to Allah, the Almighty Father, and Allah, the Almighty Mother, acting as one, also represented as Yahuwah, Father and Mother, acting as one, the Most High, self-existing and living one, the cause of the existence of all and everything. Acting in accord with this reality and this science will bring us the peace of the waters of noon, peaceful, tranquil, in order. No boundaries, no barriers, all at one, all peaceful. Now, we're talking about this throne that the solar crystals, Yahushua, desires that we sit with him in this throne, because the masses of the working class, poor, oppressed, proletariat peoples have no power in this no good rotten system. But we have power if we come together, unite, and act in accord with the principles of living and existing that are found scientifically, metaphysically in the universe and ourselves, as we are many small universes, micro universes. Each and every one of us are micro universes. So when we access this power, we will have the power. But divided, hating one another, having enmity and animosity against other poor working class masses of people, then we have no power. So this process is being instituted through the universe and through Yahushua crystals as the solar power of the universe. And this power is within ourselves. Remember, when they asked Yahushua crystals, Mashiach, Jesus the Christ, where is this kingdom that you're talking about so much? Why did they ask him such questions, the scribes and the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the Herodians? More specifically, the scribes and the Pharisees, they asked this question because they had sold out to Caesar and were on the lookout for anyone talking kingdom talk. When you talk kingdom talk, you're talking about taking the power away from the wicked ruling class class and the wicked ruling families, taking this power away from Caesar and the Roman Senate and the Roman Empire and the Roman corporate and financial institutions. Today, we're talking about taking this power away from the House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers and the powers in London and the powers in Washington, D.C. and the powers in Vatican City and the powers in the financial, educational, religious, governmental institutions of this world who are under the control of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. We're talking about taking their power away. So when the scribes and the Pharisees asked Jesus the Christ, Yahushua Christos, where is this kingdom you're talking about? Yahushua could have said, when you die, go somewhere and come back. But Yahushua said, the kingdom is within you. Now, sisters and brothers, and I pray I'm able to follow this thought to its logical, scientific conclusion. Yahushua was talking to those technocrats, scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees as well, Herodians. These technocrats that do the bidding of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, as if they have to do the bidding of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. We talk today to the presidents, prime ministers, kings and queens, heads of governmental, financial, educational and religious institutions. We say the kingdom of God and kingdom of God that's in heaven is within you. You do not have to follow the wicked machinations and instructions given to you by the wicked ruling class and ruling families, and you as technocrats continue the warfare and the bloodshed and the death and the hell and the destruction and destroy the human family in the process. No, the kingdom is within you. The power and authority to rule is within you, President Barack Hussein Obama. You do not have to do the bidding of your handlers, your masters. None of us have to do the bidding of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Little black man and woman, brown man and woman, red man and woman, yellow man and woman, little white man and woman, all poor working class masses of the proletariat peoples of the earth, the power is within us. The kingdom, the authority to rule is within ourselves. We must metaphysically go within the universe and go within ourselves as we are micro universes. This definition of throne also encompasses tribunals, judges, and the bench. So this is talking about the judicial system. And when you have a tribunal, sisters and brothers, you put certain ones on trial for having committed atrocities. We need a public communal tribunal to put on trial the wicked ruling class and ruling families. We don't want to seek the death of anyone, but we want to expose the wickedness being perpetrated on the human family by the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. We have that power. We have that authority within ourselves. Yahushua wants that we get into this process of sitting in the metaphorical throne of Christos Yahushua Mashiach, Solar Atom, Solar Atum, Solar Ra, Solar Eitan Sun Disk, the throne of this power and authority in the universe. In this manner, we will become the judges and the rulers and those exercising that power to absolutely rule this universe in the divine manner of Yahuwah, the self-existing one, in the manner, divine manner that Yahuwah rules and governs the universe and has commissioned the Yahushua Christus solar atomic hydrogen power to be the under ruler under Yahuwah. And we under, in, and through Christus are also the under ruler sitting in the throne of Christus, sitting in the throne of the universe of truth, justice, and righteousness as the judges and judicial rulers of the universe, ruling in truth, justice, and righteousness. This is some heavy, deep scripture when we understand. Even as I also overcame. So, we're not just talking about the flesh and blood man 2,000 years ago who overcame the scribes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Herodians, who overcame the Roman Empire, the Roman Senate, Caesar, and everything. How do you know he overcame? Because every word he spoke came to pass. Every word he spoke came into fruition. The resurrection of his body, not only that one physical body, but the body of people, the body of poor working class masses of people, the body of the movement. We have to understand all of this on the metaphysical plane. The word body also means peoples and groups and orders and guilds. So we're talking about the masses who were disorganized, the masses who were disempowered because of disorganization, now hearing the truth coming from not just the one man, but there were many Yahushuas and many Yahshuas, feminine, women standing up under this name, men standing up under this name, going in amongst the people, organizing the people to rise up as that body of Yahushua, that body of Christos, having come forth originally from those waters of noon, having originally in times past before our physical incarnation, receiving the instruction from Yahushua, from Yahuwah, the self-existing one. In Jeremiah 1 and 5, Yahuwah knew us before our physical incarnation. We were known by Yahuwah. We were known and receiving instruction from Yahuwah, sitting in the throne of Yahuwah, sitting in that eternal throne of Yahuwah, receiving the instruction, and we pledged that we would come through Christos as the word of Yahuwah, as the neutron of Yahuwah. We would come through Christos, the atom of life, and aided by the proton in the blastular nuclei, the proton, the father, and aided by the electron, the mother, outside of the blastular nuclei, in the gastula, we would come forth and take on the human nature and the flesh of the universe. So, that body of believers overcame Rome, overcame the Roman system, overcame the Roman Empire. How do you know? Because Rome fell. The Roman Empire was not infinite. It was finite. Go back to the teachings of dealing with Ha as infinity and Ha Het as that which is finite. Truth, justice, and righteousness are infinite. Death, hell, and destruction are finite and have a time limit on them. So when Rome fell, that was proof positive of the resurrection of Yahushua Christus amongst the peoples, the body of believers, and that truth spoken by that body of Christos believers. But also go back to hydrogen atom in the teachings of the construct of the universe, and how after the birth reality, after the ground zero, which is perfection, ground zero is perfection. The waters of noon are perfect. The waters of noon are in order, tranquil, peaceful, no chaos, no turbulence, all at one, no boundary, no barrier, total infinity perfection. But when you have action, the action of spreading forth of those waters of noon by the power of the underlord hydrogen atom, now there's the potential for opposition. And so there was opposition in that work. That is the time period after the waters of noon and the womb of Narnet. But this time period is the solar energy pressing on the waters of noon and spreading forth those waters of noon and calling forth all of the forces of the universe to now construct every facet, every portion, every allotment of the universe. Now, in that work is the potential for opposition, and hydrogen atom crystals overcame all opposition. And when you track the movement of the hydrogen atom sun through the 12 signs of the zodiac, and you get to the signs of the zodiac that have to do with the fall, also called autumn, this is the fall of man into the depths. This is the movement of the sun in the duat. D-U-A-T. And I believe in Quran, in Islam, there's a dua prayer. I heard someone pronounce it duat. And I said, wait a minute, is the duat prayer the Arabic prayer? And I couldn't see duat with a T, but I saw dua. But I wonder, is the dua prayer to be prayed when we are in our vulnerable time, when we are facing opposition and we find ourselves in the lower regions of our construct? All of this is metaphysics dealing with the movement of the sun in those zodiac signs that are below the equator, below the equator. So when the sun moves through the signs associated with fall and with winter, this is the sun, the light, the hydrogen atom, the crystals in the fall of mankind, dealing with that opposition that opposes the light in that time period of night and darkness, which is not evil, but is what you do in the darkness. Will truth, justice, righteousness, and more light come to birth out of the darkness, or will there be hell and death and destruction coming to birth? So the sun goes down into those zodiac signs under the equator, having to do with fall and winter, and then comes out on the other side, resurrected again, having conquered all opposition. So when we study metaphysically the science of the universe, we see how we can overcome all of our oppositions in our duat. Those oppositions represented by the passions that are below the waistline, below our physical equator. The love for money, the love for fame, the love for attention, our stomachs, our appetites for food, our appetites for this, our sexual appetites. These are within the duat, below the equator of our construct, our physical construct. So we become hydrogen, atom, ra, adon, Aton, sun disk, Mashiach Christos, that anointing, that olive oil dealing with representing white light, broken up into the seven colors of the rainbow through the prism. Between the seven colors of the rainbow are those black lines that are dark matter and the melanin of the universe that cause the universe to behave how the universe should behave. When we become hydrogen attuned crystals and we are enabled at that point to unite with the principles of life in the universe and function as we should function, and we will overcome all of our foes, overcome all of our persecutions, overcome every case in the judicial system thrown at us by this wicked system. We will overcome and we will conquer. Yahushua says, and am set down. This is Yahushua talking about how Yahushua overcame all. And we say Yahushua too, the feminine, overcame all opposition and is set down. This is that word to make, to sit down, to confer a kingdom on one. The principles of Yahushua are such that the kingdom is taken from the wicked and given to these principles of health, wealth, prosperity, liberty, deliverance for all, and vengeance on the wicked ruling class for denying the human family health, wealth, prosperity, deliverance, and liberty for all. So, as Yahushua sits on his and Yahushua sits on her throne and sits in the throne of Almighty Father Yahuwah, Almighty Mother Yahuwah, so will we be able to sit in the throne of Yahuwah, Father, Mother, existing and living one. This word set has to do with being firm, immovable, steadfast, to be strong and steadfast, not allowing anything to move us from our course of the zodiac, the 12 signs of the zodiac, moving with the sun as the sun traverses the universe on the throne that is belonging to Yahushua, the masculine, and Yahushua, the feminine. That hydrogen power is masculine and feminine. So we become Yahushua Christos, Yahushua Christos, and we are moving in the 12 signs of the zodiac on our throne. And we are learning of ourselves. We are studying ourselves because we are in the study of the universe, and metaphysically we are in the study of ourselves as micro universes. And we are able to learn of ourselves and be able to be consciously seated in the throne of Yahushua, Yahushua Christos, that throne having to do with living and life and health and wealth and prosperity. Yahushua says, as I am set down with my Father in his throne. Now we're going to say mother as well, but let's begin with father. Father is this word in the European Greek language.
Strong's G 3962. Pateia. Pateia.
The generator or male ancestor. The nearest ancestor, father of the corporeal nature. And corporeal is defined as the person's body, as opposed to their spirit. So this physical construct comes from the material mass and matter that was and is the waters of noon, and then houses our spirit energy that is from Mother Holy Spirit, that has to do with the holy energy, electricity that permeates the universe and is housed by the waters of noon, material, mass, and matter. And so the Father gives us the seed of life, germ of life, that we would call sperm, that is the waters of noon, that is all of the material fixtures of the universe. This Father is the originator and transmitter of anything. So in the spreading forth of the waters of noon, the Almighty Father transmits the waters of noon, seed of life, germ of life, that we would call sperm. And the hydrogen atom spreads forth these waters of noon, meaning light. Is that not what occurs in the egg? You have the transmission of the seed of life, germ of life, called sperm, and you have in the egg light present, and that light spreads forth the various materials so that the physical structure may be formed and be the house of that holy energy spirit. One who has infused his own spirit into others, who actuates and governs their minds. So when you study Nun and study Ha and study Amun and study Kuk, let me say it in order. You study Nun, we're dealing with the masculine. Nun, the waters of Nun, material, mass, and matter. Then you study Ha, sacred divine masculine, dealing with infinity. Then when you study Kuk, darkness. Then when you study Amun, the hidden and unseen one. Study those masculine powers and know that these words describe the birth process and how the Almighty Father, under those names, want to transmit life and light and transmit material mass and matter and transmit all that we see in light, all that we see in quartz, all that we see in the transmission and emission and conducting of light, which represents truth and justice and righteousness and balance and reciprocity and freedom. We know that the Almighty Father, under these words and names, wants to transmit life. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.